Good morning.
Good morning.
It's January 22nd, 2024.
Monday.
Monday morning. So what's going on?
Today, I've got some new puppies to add to Aunt's Aussies.
You had some puppies?
No.
You didn't have any?
I didn't have any. No.
Good, good.
No.
Who had puppies?
Aunt's Aussies has...
E-N-T-Z.
E-N-T-Z.
Aussies.com, yeah.
They just had a new litter, so she's got some new puppies to post on her webpage. And they should be ready for adoption in about, 6 to 8 weeks?
Nice. All right. We'll look on ntsaussies.com for that.
Yeah.
And it's starting to warm up around the country, too. Most everybody is thawed out.
Most everybody.
Be around the 40s or so, most of the country, you know, places where we're listened to the most. And Nebraska and Texas and Wyoming and Colorado through the wheat belt, pretty mild temperatures.
Oklahoma has some huge ice storms going on about half the state.
Oh, okay. So there is some severe weather to be aware of.
Yep.
What else do you have going on today? Anything else besides the new puppies?
We've got a small change to do on Thermaflow equipment.
Thermaflow equipment?
Yeah, they've added some more people.
Hmm. I think the Thermaflow equipment owners, who also own Cooter Instrument, sponsor a kennel down at the Panhandle Humane Society.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I saw that online. And what else? Well, let's see. I was working on our streaming through our Rumble channel and programmed a way now for our videos to instantly start upon click in the on-demand section on diggingdeepertv.com. And the scanner recaps are back.
Yay!
We're doing weekly scanner recaps. January 1st through the 7th was posted. And the next 2 weeks will be posted again just real soon. And once we're caught up there, we'll have a scanner recap for you each week on Sunday evening or first thing Monday morning. So look for that today. Also, we went over our yearly goals and analysis, our annual calendar for Hail Multimedia, kind of lined out what we're doing this year again. Of course, this is January, so it's Stock Show Month and our big select sale over in Colorado with Harley Troyer Auctions. That's milehighselectsale.com. If you're looking for a super high-quality quarter horse, milehighselectsale.com.
His three granddaughters even flew in to help him.
That's really awesome that they're home.
Yep.
And in March, we'll be going to the Wichita Falls Trade Show. And
of course.
Turning right around in April and going to the Kansas State Fairgrounds for the Kansas Ag Expo.
Yes.
So we've got a lot of things going on in the first quarter of the year here, but that's kind of a quick rundown.
Yeah.
Before we get into our daily devotional.
Yes.
Speaking of that, this is an important day. Before we start the devotional, can you tell us about the day?
Today is Celebration of Life Day.
Right, Celebration of Life. And so we're going to celebrate life and get into God's Word. Where are we studying today?
Well, in the next couple of weeks, we're actually going to be studying about Daniel.
Daniel. Yeah, he was kind of a little troublemaker, wasn't he? Most of those people in the Bible were, I think.
Right.
So let's get started on today's devotional called Identity. That's the title for today's devotional. The devotional itself is called Unshaken by Kirsten Telzerode. Identity. Day one.
Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I will send for all the tribes of the north, declares the Lord, and for Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and against all those surrounding nations. I will devote them to destruction and make them a horror, a hissing, and an everlasting desolation. Moreover, I will banish them from the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the grinding of the millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole land shall become a ruin and a waste, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Jeremiah 25:8-11. So God is saying, you're not obeying me. This is what's going to happen. That is where the story of Daniel begins.
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, and some of the vessels of the house of God. And he brought them to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and placed the vessels in the treasury of his God. Then the king commanded Asphanaz, his chief eunuch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both of the royal family and of the nobility, youths without blemish, of good appearance, and skillful in all wisdom, endowed with knowledge, understanding, learning, and competent to stand in the king's palace, and to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans. The king assigned them a daily portion of the food that the king ate, and of the wine that he drank. They were to be educated for 3 years, and at the end of that time they were to stand before the king. Among these were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah of the tribe of Judah. And the chief of the eunuchs gave them names. Daniel he called Belshazzar, Hananiah he called Shadrach, and Mishael he called Meshach, and Azariah he called Abednego. That's the beginning. Daniel 1:1-7. We start this chapter right out of the gate, between a rock and a hard place. Daniel's time was at the beginning of the 70-year captivity prophesied by Jeremiah. Babylon attacked Jerusalem and took noble Israelites captive, like Daniel and his friends. Due to sin and rebellion, the people are devastatingly placed in Babylonian captivity. And yet, hope found within the promise of Jeremiah 29:11 for his chosen people states that the story is not over. And Jeremiah 29:11, as we know, and I'm not wearing the sweatshirt today, but it says,
"For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So within the first few chapters, Daniel's identity as a Jewish man was being challenged. He was chosen to serve the king and learn the language and culture of the Babylonians. I would call it indoctrination.
Sounds a lot like it.
It was different and something new for him, but he had to make a choice. What identity was going to continue to shape him? Yet Daniel chose to anchor his identity in whose he was, as someone chosen by God. We are all given the decision to root our identity in something or someone. The definition of identity is the distinguishing character or personality of an individual. When faced with an identity dilemma, every decision we make either more firmly roots or masks our identity. That's why you never see someone change their core values, beliefs, or character overnight. It's a gradual stacking of daily decisions that adds up over time.
So where has God positioned you now? Make a list of some of the things that you observe in the culture around you. How do you view yourself within this culture?
Do you know whose you are?
Whose?
Right. Yeah.
That's the better question.
Yep. Just like Daniel, we're being indoctrinated. Our children are being indoctrinated. We are being softened to the ideas of the world.
Couldn't have said it better. Let's pray for some assistance from the Lord. Dear God, we are unshaken by this uncertainty and fear when we have the confidence that you have given us. The confidence that Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to stand up, to know what's right, and to always do it. Lord, help us to be unshaken. Help us to be bold. Help us to know our identity and to keep our identity grounded in you. For we know the power of Jesus, nothing can stand in our way if we seek your will according to your kingdom. Lord, we love you and we give this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So let's rock. What have we got for celebrations today? We said it at the outset, celebration of life. But first, this day in history. We've got a little music history here.
Yeah.
Any one of you out there ever get those little stickers and order those Columbia records and cassette tapes back when you were younger?
Yeah, what was it, 10 for a buck?
Oh, maybe or, 99 cents, and you get 12 plus two bonus and
right?
Four extra for free if you buy two in the next 6 years, something like that. Oh, my goodness. So in 1887, Columbia Records was formed on this day in history. Originally called Columbia Phonograph, the company was founded by Edward Easton and a group of investors. They started selling and servicing the Edison phonographs. Of course, Edison was the inventor of the phonograph. By 1912, the company stopped selling phonographs altogether and was concentrating solely on producing records.
In 1905, Bloody Sunday in St. Petersburg, Russia. I've always heard the term, but I didn't ever know the story behind it.
You too. Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
I know, right? A crowd of unarmed demonstrators marched to the Winter Palace to present a petition to the Tsar Nicholas II. They were fired upon by the Imperial Guard, and the killings caused widespread public outrage and provoked a series of large strikes through the country.
And didn't turn out well for the Tsar because he was eventually overthrown, and this led to his downfall. Yep. Just like in China in Tiananmen Square, where they fired upon those students and it just didn't turn out well.
Right.
You can't do that or the world will turn against you.
Yep.
1927, the first radio broadcast of a soccer game. Love the radio DJ stuff. We're always trying to get some radio history in there. And Teddy Wakalam provided play-by-play and commentary of a match between Arsenal FC and Sheffield United on BBC Radio. It was a boring one time. But hey, it was on the radio.
It was on the radio, yeah. 1957, the Mad Bomber is captured. George Medeski, angry about a workplace injury, planted dozens of bombs around New York for 16 years until he was caught. He was found legally insane and committed to an asylum until 73.
I think I possibly saw the episode of that maybe on one of those like forensic files possibly, but I can't remember if he killed anyone. Speaking of bad news, in 1968, Apollo 5 lifts off. Oh, I thought it said Apollo 5 shuts off.
Oh.
The mission carried the Apollo lunar module in its first unmanned flight on a Saturn IB rocket.
Mm-hmm.
It was before they actually landed on the moon, so that meant that it was a vital step in the Apollo program towards a manned space flight to the moon.
They probably figured out how difficult it really was.
Yeah. And today, astronauts claim that once they are able to leave lower Earth's atmosphere, they'll be able to explore phenomenal places like Mars and the moon.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they say today when they're teaching. That's NASA going nowhere since 1958.
Watch it on Digging Deeper documentaries on Rumble.
That's right. Available through diggingdeepertv.com. So 1973, with Roe v. Wade, the U.S. Supreme Court legalizes elective abortion in all 50 states. So it was on this day in history in 1973 that court, led by a 7-2 ruling, in a strange ruling, calling it a right to privacy under the 14th Amendment, which was a total stretch.
And yes.
The plaintiffs in the case didn't actually follow through with an abortion.
Right.
They sued for the right for an abortion and they didn't even follow through with it because she was just used by two female lawyers.
Right.
Anyway, we've got a full podcast on that. It's Roe v. Wade overturned. I'm digging deeper.
Finally.
Yes. But, like Schumer said, when that happens, the whirlwinds of hell are going to break loose. And after that, it did. Because that's when we had election fraud, COVID, everything else.
In 1984, Apple Macintosh is unveiled. The Mac was the first computer to be unveiled in a Super Bowl commercial, considered a watershed event of advertising. Featured the Macintosh as a means of saving humanity from the conventionality of IBM computers, backed by a Big Brother theme that alluded to George Orwell's 1984.
You're kidding me.
To go back and see if we can find that commercial.
So Apple, the largest company in the world, they just recently got overtaken by Microsoft, but prior to this last month, they were deemed the largest company in the world. The largest company in the world was dogging the largest computer company in the world at the time.
Yeah.
And then they became it. Those big computer companies are evil unless we become one.
Was that around the War Games time too?
1984, yeah. I think that was 83 or 85 that the War Games came out.
Movie,
Mm-hmm. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Some fun this day in history. We have some national days too?
Yes. Well, today is Community Manager Appreciation Day. Those people who actually manage those communities online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know a few of those.
Yeah, we do.
We
so they don't get much appreciation, but they're the ones that keep the comments flowing properly.
Yeah, that guy that runs that Scottsbluff County scanner, he has to do that. And Sandy Serta has to do that over on the weather group for us.
Yeah,
those guys are just monsters.
Another fun thing is it's National Polka Dot Day.
I never was much for polka dots, but have your way.
it's kind of a girl thing, you know.
Okay, good.
Unless you have a polka dot tie.
I don't understand the next food one here. How do you get a blonde brownie day? What's that mean?
Oh, it's basically chocolate chip cookies in a square.
Oh, that's what a blonde brownie is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Chocolate chip cookie squares. Okay. All right. Throw some hot sauce on it since it's hot sauce day. No, I don't think so.
No, the hot sauce is saved for the farmhouse breakfast week.
Oh, all week we get farmhouse breakfast.
Yeah.
Little hot sauce day today.
Yeah.
You can sneak the rest of hot sauce for the rest of the week, too, if you want.
Shh.
Okay. All right. So that's our national days today. That's going to do it. Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.